The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Let's talk about having fun in your 40s. According to a new survey, people in their 40s are more adventurous than they are in any other decade in their life. They try new things like sports, activities and hobbies. Well, to give us his perspective, a man, dare I say it, well into his 40s, Dermot Whelan of Dermot and Dave fame on Today FM, author, of course, of Mindful. Dermot, are you happier now than you ever have been?
Ecstatic, although the news that there still isn't a decent motorway between my home city of Limerick and Cork. I never thought I'd hit 40.
You'll never get one. You'll never get one.
Never get it. The Great Wall of China was discussed less than built quicker.
Yeah. We'll build the M20 and make Mexico pay for it. That's the solution to it, I think, Dermot.
Yeah.
When you hear this survey, and some of these stories, I suppose you have to take a little bit of them with a pinch of salt, but did you read it and recognise yourself in it when they talked about people taking up new things and feeling a bit more comfortable in their own skin and a bit more adventurous?
I did, actually. I mean, as someone who took up skateboarding as an embarrassing dad in his 40s, I can relate to it. But before you snigger away, you know, at my stupidity and lack of respect for my own neck, you know, there's a bit of science in it because, you know, our brains love to learn things, and you know that's how they stay healthy, and they release dopamine when we learn new things, and that can help create something called brain reserve, which is our brain's ability to stave off basically the effects of aging and disease. So the more kind of new things we learn in our 40s, the more effective it can be. And certainly for me, even though it's kind of a bit of silliness, you know, it's the last couple of years doing, you know, skateboarding around the place and learning that as a skill, actually, you know, it made me very happy, and I suppose gave me something to focus on. And I tell you what, like, if you're into getting into the present moment and a little bit of mindfulness, a skateboard is mindfulness in motion, because when you're on that thing, you know, you can't be worrying about what happened in the past, and you can't be worrying about what might happen in the future. You're in the present moment because everything you're doing is just trying to prevent yourself from falling onto the concrete and smashing your face.
And are you kind of a Tony Hawk now on the skateboard? I mean, how adept are you?
I'm not into tricks. You know, I consider moving at relative speed to be a trick in itself. So I have the longer board. So it's just for kind of cruising around and trying to desperately relive your youth.
Why didn't you do that in your 30s or your 20s?
I don't know. I think you become a little, even though your body is more susceptible to breakages, I found I became a little less fearful in my 40s. You know, I think that's part of it, that it gives you, sometimes I compare being in your 40s like falling asleep on an Irish Rail train. You know, when I was going down to Limerick the odd time, I used to fall asleep and sleep through Limerick Junction. And then you'd kind of wake up with a jolt and you wouldn't recognize anything. And you think, oh my God, I'm in Mallow.
And, oh God, I did that for a poor leash last year when I should have been going to Kilkenny.
Yeah, I know. But for a lot of people, sometimes the 40s, it can be a jolt like that where you go, oh my God, where am I? Why am I doing all the things that I'm doing? So sometimes it can give you a little chance to sort of re-examine the programming that may have been put in when you were, you know, 10 years old, 15, 18, 20. And sometimes we can kind of stay in that sort of automatic mode, just going through our daily routine without actually questioning, hang on a sec, are the reasons I started these things when I was 18, you know, to please my parents or please authority figures or whatever it is, do they still apply? So I think your 40s gives you that chance to sort of re-examine the software you've been running in your brain and see if it's still applies to your values now and what you want to achieve for the rest of your life.
Well, don't go anywhere, Dermot, because I ask people to get in touch, and 1890-453-106 is the number as always, and Jenny's on the line. Jenny, you're in your 40s as well. Are you deliriously happy?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm giving myself brain damage, nodding in agreement with everything Dermot has had to say so far. The self-consciousness drops away sideways. Am I doing well? Am I doing well enough? Looking for a chap, all of the introspection and an awful self-analysis of the 20s and the 30s falls away, and you find yourself in the land of 40, all the fear is gone, hopefully you've kind of ticked a lot of the boxes that you wanted to tick, and you're just comfy. you know, just comfy. I've taken up hula hooping. I've gone back to college. I've grown up my grey hair. And whoever doesn't like it, be damned.
Sorry, you've taken up hula hooping?
I have. Sure, why not? I did it when I was younger and I still got hit. So why not?
Oh, my God. I mean, are you good? Are you like these people in the circus? I mean, do you have two or three in the go at one time? Is it just one at the moment?
Oh,
what level are you at?
I'm lousy. My cat is horrified and thinks it's hilarious. She's looking at me with judgment at all times. But I'm having a ball and I don't care anymore what I look like. You know, I don't care what other people think. So I'm whittling away my mummy tummy inch by inch and I'm delighted. So
well, more power to you, Jenny. I suppose you'll have to kind of put your money where your mouth is now and send us a video of yourself hula hooping so we can stick it up online. Well, listen, why do you think it sounds like you're saying, listen, regardless of the things you take up or new activities,
yeah,
you just sound like you're describing someone who's more comfortable in their own skin.
100%. And I was only discussing this with some friends of a similar age. I think, I don't know, maybe everybody's the same, but your teens, you're just, the cruelty of the introspection of the teen years is just horribly nightmarish. And then your 20s, you're in the whole dating circus and it's awful. And then in your 20s, and then your 30s, you're like starting your family, looking for a home. Can I afford a home? Mortgages, eek, it's awful. And by the time you're 40, you're just, all of that falls away.
Yeah.
And you're just comfy with where you're at and who you are, you know? I'll never be, you know, a supermodel. I'm short and I'm kind of plump, but I'm also very happy. And well, that'll do.
Well, that is lovely to hear. Jenny Dermott, despite everything that Jenny has just said and she put it so well, like I have a theory, I think you're all just slightly in denial. I think maybe you get to your 40s and you realise on some level, I'm actually halfway to the grave. I'm probably beyond halfway. and young people like me, like we've got an awful lot still to look forward to. And you just convince yourself now that you're happy because, you know, you really your best days are behind you.
Listen, this is where I hit you, Kieran, with a big fat lump of science to rebuff those things you're saying, because there was a study done in 2013 in the University of Illinois, and they got a ton of undergraduates, and they wanted to see what the effect of just having a playful personality could have on your brain and your demeanor and your ability to handle stress. And it was actually very interesting what they found, because they found that people who are engaged in any kind of playful activity on a regular basis or simply had a playful approach to things experience less stress. And when they do experience perceived stress, they're better able to handle it and they're less inclined to internalize it, like beat themselves up or say reach for things outside of themselves like the old booze or the sugar to handle it. So, you know, there's a lot of sense being made there. And I think, you know, if the science is telling us that, yeah, you know what, hula hooping or skateboarding or simply sitting down and knitting, these things could be considered a bit sad. But actually, they're healthy for your brain. They're healthy for your body's ability to handle stress.
Yeah.
And they generally make you feel happier.
I wonder, to a degree as well, do kids come into it? Not everyone has kids and people have them at different times, but a lot of people have them in their 30s. And you'll know, like when they're young, I suppose they just consume every waking moment. And maybe by the time people get into their 40s, their kids are getting to that point where they're not entirely self-sufficient. I'm not saying it's like Sparta and you're going to leave them up in the Hill of Hoth for a night to see if they'll survive. But, you know, you can kind of let them up to their own devices. You kind of reclaim some of your life.
You do, although I say there's a lot of parents in their 60s listening right now thinking, well, my kids are still at home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then parents in their 70s who are actually minding their grandkids every day as well. So they wish they were back in their 40s.
Exactly, or else you can be in the middle and you can be minding your elderly parents and your children at the same time. So I do think there's, you know, it's not the same for everybody, but I suppose one thing to strive for is to try and, if you've lost touch with that playful side of yourself, to try and re-engage with it in some way. And it could be simply picking up that old dusty guitar that you've left alone for ages. Turning on one of your old favorite video games. If you're brave enough, grab your skateboard, or even just, you know, ringing up an old friend you haven't chatted to in ages. All these things do, you know, our science tells us. I had a great chat with a neuroscientist called Dr. Sabina Brennan, and we had a great conversation about this thing called brain reserve. And what's key in that, and particularly in areas of, you know, where dementia is so prevalent these days, you know, the more of that brain reserve we can create, the more our body can stave off the effects of diseases like dementia, but also like you could maybe display the physical effects of dementia, but actually the symptoms may not manifest in you either as quickly or at all, depending on how much of this brain reserve we have. So the more, even a little dosage of playfulness into our day, you know, particularly if we're over 40, can actually go a long way.
Well, I've got good news for you, Dermot, because Claire in Sligo says, Dermot, wait until you're in your 50s. It's really fantastic. So good news for you. Not too far around the corner, dare I say it.
I can wait.
Dermot Whelan of Dermot and Day fame, of course, on Today FM every morning, on Today FM every weekday morning. Thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.